Good afternoon, Chairman Garrity and members of the committee. My name is Chris Williams from Nashua, New Hampshire. I serve as the president of the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce. On behalf of my roughly 700 businesses within our area who I represent, I appear here reluctantly here today to participate in this session here today, mostly because I'm concerned that the due diligence process for this entire issue of the Northern Pass Project seems to have been truncated or taken over a little bit rather than going through its normal procedures. I'm not here to speak for or against the project here today. Our chamber has not taken a position on the issue simply because we understand that there are a lot of different moving pieces involved in this project, a lot of different hearing sessions that need to take place, and this one was not on our radar screen, and we have not had the chance to go through our own due diligence and really reach what we think is an educated and sound decision on whether or not to support this or oppose it. And I sit in the room with a lot of folks here who I've been able to interact with in the past, even though I live in Nashua. My first job was in the North Country. I spent a lot of time traveling back and forth on Route 2 and up and down Route 16. I know the area well and still have friends up there who I'm proud to call my friends and stay with when I get to vacation up in the North Country. So I do want to say that we in Nashua empathize with a lot of those who have shared their concerns here today, and we understand where each of you are coming from, and we think you absolutely should have an opportunity, multiple opportunities, to voice your concerns as part of that due diligence process. But again, the bottom line is that today I feel that due diligence process has been hijacked to an extent, and it's not going through the normal processes that I think a business would appreciate having. And that's where I get to my chief concern, is that when businesses look at New Hampshire and economic development projects, and when they choose to invest in our state, they need to have faith in the processes that we have here, the governing structures, the formulas that we put forth when businesses come and decide whether or not they want to invest in New Hampshire. And situations such as this don't give businesses faith that New Hampshire has the right processes in place and will stick to those processes. That raises yellow flags, and I can speak for those businesses in the Greater Nashua area who do appreciate having a government in place that does respect those processes and sticks to them rather than truncating them. And I do want to say that, you know, whether you're for or against the project itself, this here today does send a yellow flag to businesses. And so I simply want to share that message with you, that as this project goes forward, that we make sure we're approaching it with those right processes and hearings in place. And again, I say that as someone who's not here today to speak for or against it. I imagine at some point we will have a position on the project, but we look forward to being able to go through those discussions with our own due diligence. So thank you for your time here, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate listening to our concerns.